as yet nobody welcomes you to the newly expanded Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli.
Oh, Ed, who would have guessed that chained-up pensioner on Today Tonight was a setup?
What?
We'll look at other ludicrous claims on our current affairs shows, including one who says that Alexander Downer is our Minister of Foreign Affairs.
As if. Famous magazine.
Yes.
Scoops, pitches, stories. We've got the lot.
Oh, and they're running that Ugly Betty competition. We'll have something to say about that. Hey, we'll slap a few bans on the unnecessary and offensive wherever it occurs, including on this program. We'll do that today.
Fashion Week is here. Find out how to get the Marsden look.
And also Grant Denyer joining us in the second hour to play Australia's Got Buckley's.
Fantastic.
Today we have Buckley's for you. It's all coming up on Get This. And don't worry, yesterday's technical problems are ironed out. Mm-hmm. Didn't Richard Marsden cop it after the show?
Let's just say he did have a sore backside.
But Ricky's behind was just about to get a whole lot sorer.
that'd be split ends, that would. I got you around the nation to Get This on Triple M. Morning, everybody. Oh, we love a Thursday at this show.
Oh.
Oh, every Thursday special here when it's me, Tony Martin, Ed Cavalli's on board. Oh, the technical problems are back. Clearly, it's Richard Marsden. Who's
don't you dare out slide whistle me.
Gone all Hanna-Barbera today.
Ed requested slide whistles. I have many, many to choose from. Okay. I need slide whistle up, slide whistle down. We can go either way.
How long before I'm introducing you, Ed, and we just hear, nurse? It's turning into one of those shows. Let's get straight to serious news. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
I was watching the current affairs programs last night. Well, last week, of course, we were talking about current affair. Yep. Who were doing some odd things. Cat with a credit card.
Let's go with a credit card.
Then there was bagging out Today Tonight while rerunning an entire story from Today Tonight, slightly zoomed in so you couldn't see the watermark. Wasn't that interesting?
That'll teach him.
And that Alan was Jones.
Jonesy?
He was bagging Today Tonight.
Who was he waving the flag for?
For Channel 9, who pay his wages.
There you go.
So suddenly, apparently,
he's helping out.
Doesn't like Channel 7.
What a shock.
But I thought, okay,
Jonesy,
let's have a look what's going on the other side. So I tuned in for a bit of Today Tonight, and they had some fantastic exclusives last night, current affairs exclusives. Firstly, the news that Channel 7's Dancing with the Stars is rating through the roof.
Wow.
Good, what a scoop.
It's amazing.
How would they have found that out?
I don't know. I've obviously got someone on the inside.
Like Woodward and Bernstein on the inside.
And I thought, oh, how are they going to top that? And the next story was, oh, Ugly Betty on Channel 7. That's so popular.
Wait a second. Where are these guys at good?
But to make it look like a proper news story, they linked the Ugly Betty thing to some kind of thing that's going on at Famous Magazine. Now, I'd just like to say, firstly, Ugly Betty, to me, it just looks like a normal-looking kid with
Thank
braces.
Thank you very much. And you know as well as I do that at some point, the braces are going to come off, and hey presto, she's hot.
Yeah, like Annie Jones in Neighbours. They just took her glasses off. Hot girl.
She was hot.
She was playing Jane the Superbrain with the glasses on.
Oh, boy.
And then suddenly Guy Pearce switched on as soon as she took them off.
Was she a doctor when she first arrived?
No, she was a student on Neighbours in the early days, as far as I can remember.
Glasses off. And why, Miss Jenkins, you're beautiful.
Oh.
How is that? So just having wearing braces, that's just ugliness.
Disgusting.
Now, in all its disgusting forms.
Yep.
But the people at Famous Magazine, they've got a fantastic competition.
What have they got?
They're going to let an ugly person come and work at their magazine.
You know what? I've got this idea. Like, you know how Ugly Betty's popping on the radio? What if we got an ugly person to work here? My boyfriend thinks it's a great idea.
I didn't know you had to be good looking to work at a women's magazine. Behind the scenes in a room.
Yep, guys, yes, dude.
Huddled over a lot of photos and ideas from an American magazine.
Choosing
the thought that would have been, you know, beauty would have been a requirement.
Which one's to steal? Here's one you'll like, Tone. Look at this. I've got your Famous magazine in front of me. I've never read it before. It was too highbrow. Here it is. Here's Anna Nicole lying on the ground, and it says, shocking image taken by somebody. Somebody shows Anna Nicole on the floor after judging a wet T-shirt contest, lying on her stomach. Look at that. Has she just keeled over from the weight of her own entry?
I think she has. And I'd like to think that would be accompanying the obituaries in the New York Times. Hey, but do you want to hear from the editor of Famous Magazine?
Love to.
Talking about how he's generously going to let an ugly person work in his office.
Those are the kind of girls who predominantly used to always think, I could never get a job in a fashion magazine. We're looking for that girl. And we're opening the door, I guess, for the first time ever to those kind of people to get a look in.
Those kind of people.
Selfless.
I mean, you know, the ugliness of the content of the magazine and its morality, that doesn't matter.
Nope.
That doesn't count as ugliness already in the building.
No, look, it's morally bankrupt,
yeah.
But fake tan, rich.
That's ugly on the inside, gorgeous on the outside.
That's what we're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that story ended, and Anna Corrin made...
I love Corrin.
She's great. I love Anna Corrin.
She's certainly stepped into a fistfight, though, hasn't she? Between 9 and 7. Yeah, and
listen to what she had to... And I felt very sorry for her having to make this announcement last night.
Now, we need to set the record straight. Last night, we featured a report on 84-year-old Shirley Frey, a nursing home resident locked in a battle with the operators of the home. We reported that Shirley was living chained to her room. In fact, this is not the case. Today Tonight reporter Nicholas Boot took a chain with him to illustrate the fact Shirley felt like a prisoner in her room. We apologise to our viewers if you felt misled. Yeah.
And also that safe we dropped onto that old lady last week to illustrate the crushing burden of bank fees, that was supplied by a reporter as well. Should just point that. Oh, and that old man bashing his head against a brick wall because of council inaction on wheelie bin races, that wasn't meant to be taken literally. Oh, and pensioners aren't literally blowing their brains out because of water restrictions. Oh, we did supply that gun as well. How's that? And there's a shot of like an old lady being chained to her bed
by another old lady.
Remember when Frontline was ludicrous?
Yeah, exactly. Too far-fetched. Here's a little something from you. But look, we've been bagging Famous a little bit. But look at this. They have upped the ante with the insiders and pals. Talking about our friend Anna Nicole. Here we go. An insider says many times she was so drugged that she fell. She frequently vomited on the floor and soiled her bed. She hardly ate, just smoked a drug and drank fruit juice.
Okay, well, it's an interesting approach.
I mean, they've got the bed covered. Someone's going in there testing sheets after every morning. Someone's inside Anna Cole's mouth checking what she's drinking. This is good stuff.
Those sources, man, do they get around.
This is good stuff.
Hey, I think it's a special day today.
Oh, yeah, it certainly is.
What is the special day, Mr. Marsland?
Marsland's proposing.
It is my great-great-uncle Arthur's 100th birthday.
Oh, give him a round of something if you could.
What a slide whistle for the good man.
100 years old.
He's cracked the ton.
Fantastic.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
Letter from the Queen, is that arriving?
I think he's got quite a few media commitments today, as a matter of fact.
These days the Queen jumps out of a cake for you.
Wow.
She's willing to do anything to get one.
She'll have a crack.
$25 from That's Life magazine? I'm sure we can. Now, do you mean a day of media commitments?
Well, he's got the Messenger newspapers in South Australia dropping around for an interview.
Bang.
We called him earlier.
Yeah.
Didn't go according to plan.
No.
He thought you were your mum.
He couldn't quite hear us exactly.
Thought you were Amanda.
You know, if he wants to make it in media, you can't talk to people from the media like that. but he actually, interestingly, rumour has it that he turned down Today Tonight. They wanted to do a story.
He turned down Today Tonight because he refused to wear the giant millstone around his neck to represent the inadequacy of public transport. Put the millstone on, son.
You know what they'll be doing? They'll be chasing him down the street, accusing him of not actually being 100.
What have you got to hide? What have you got to hide? But he'll be so pixelated, everything will be fine.
Yeah.
So he's turned down Today Tonight.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
All right. Well, what can we do for him? Send him some NXS tickets.
Done.
He'd remember the original singer. And I think he's made a request, hasn't he?
I believe he has.
What does he want to hear, Richard?
Hinder, but we can't play that at the moment, so we're gonna crank it up to Wolf Mother.
Oh, he loves a bit of Wolf Mother at 100.
Happy birthday,
well
sir.
Well done, Uncle Arthur. Yes, that's Wolf Mother. Joker and the Thief, that goes out to Richard's Uncle Arthur. 100 years old today.
Listening on the radio.
Oh, he'll be baffled and mystified, turning down the hearing aid.
It's an amazing story, though. Still married, and like his wife, Ivy, in her 90s.
Wow. He's awesome.
That's got to have something to do with diet and lifestyle, the secret to long life somewhere.
That's what they want him for. Today Tonight want him just for that grab.
Yeah.
Where he says that he, you know, has a snifter of brandy. Yeah. So they can say, well, you know, the secret to old age might be a snifter of brandy.
And what's he going to do? What's, you know, planned for the big day?
Well, as I said, you know, lots of media commitments. I think they're going to do some sort of This Is Your Life kind of arrangement.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how long that will take.
Laser zone?
Sorry?
Indoor laser tag?
Yeah, some skirmish, paintball. Got a lot of great things planned. A stripper.
Bit of upshawling. You know what the old people are like. Let's get to serious news, shall we? What about that war in Iraq?
Have we won that yet?
Oh, I think it's pretty much sorted.
Good.
Tony Blair's withdrawing the forces, and he thinks that basically, it's almost sorted.
Good.
It's making the Howard government look bad because are they going to start withdrawing?
No.
But is it a withdrawal or is it a reduction? Have a listen to what Alexander Downer said when he was doorstop yesterday.
He is not withdrawing his troops. He's reducing his numbers there. They're certainly not withdrawing.
It's not a withdrawal, it's a reduction.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Ah, it's an interesting point. Like, if we were to just leave one person there, would that just be a reduction?
Yes.
Can we say that?
Technically, yes.
Yes.
If you drop from, say, 21,000 and just down to one.
Yep.
That's just a reduction.
That's a reduction.
The war's... I mean, obviously, that bloke's going to have his hands full.
Do you withdraw money from a bank or do you just reduce it from your own account?
That's a good point,
you reduce it.
Is there a withdrawal method?
Are people withdrawing listening to this show or have we just reduced the amount of listeners that Triple M has in general?
Which one will we say at the meeting?
Yeah.
Which one makes us
sound... Let's say it's a reduction, not a withdrawal.
Ah, the big stories. What have you got there, Ed?
My MySpace.
Yeah.
Is that a big story?
What's happening on That's new. Your MySpace page?
Hello to Adam, who wrote in and said, "Hey, Ed, well, I just watched Short Bus. Wow, after the affronting intro, it became a pretty decent movie.
Ah!
Laugh out loud, definitely showing it to all of my friends. Thanks for recommending it. It's quite different. Also, thanks to Tony." Yeah. So thank you to Tony
We've
as well.
We've got to point out it's sexually explicit. It's real sex
from go to woe.
On screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yet it's a feel-good comedy.
It feels so good.
Keep that in mind.
And I wrote back to him and said, "You love the first scene, which is one man's personal yoga journey."
Yeah,
let's just call it that.
Yeah.
And he wrote back, "Yes." So Adam's in.
Did he have a crack at it?
That's the next one. We're getting at.
I'm sure YouTube will answer that question for us. Richard, what are you sitting
on? Some celebrity news. You know, we like to keep an eye on what's going on with James Brown.
Sure you do.
A few weeks ago, we flagged that they haven't buried his body yet.
Yeah.
And I think the theory floated was that whenever they put the cape on him, he kept on jumping up. But the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, will be buried at a secret site within a few days. So finally, they've agreed to bury him, apparently after relatives complained that it was just too funky in here.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Timpani.
How many weeks has he been above ground now?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a few months, isn't it?
He had commitments. He had a few tour dates he had to finish, he had contracts.
Can we sort this stuff out? He and Anna Nicole Smith are going off. People just get the paperwork done and lower them.
I love the headline, "People fighting over Anna Nicole Smith's body." I'm pretty sure that was the same headline printed when she was still alive.
You know it. Very six dads. Lady. Look at this. Six dads.
Wow.
There are six people now who've got a claim, and the last one is my favourite. Mm. The jailed ex-boyfriend, Mark Hollywood Hatton, says he gave her a sperm sample, to which she replied, "Congratulations, you've just made a deposit in the Anna Nicole Sperm Bank."
Okay.
Is that a segment?
So there's six contenders, you say?
There are six legitimate contenders.
Is there a number you can call up and vote for your favourite on? Got a bit of that? Hey, let's have some Crime Watch. We love stupid crime, and that'll be next.
When we come back, the driver of a dodgy car in Rotorua is in deep trouble.
Ah, yes, that's the Fine Young Cannibals. She drives me crazy.
Are they still together?
I don't know, but my wife used to be really keen on that lead singer, Roland Gift guy.
Looks a bit like Jimmy Smits, that guy.
Why can't you be more like Roland Gift, she'd say. All right, I won't do anything for 20 years. Happy now?
Oh,
Crime Watch, we are trying to introduce more accessible features to the show.
This is what we're getting at.
Yeah, today's secret sound, here it is. Not sure what that is.
Call in.
It's the sound of your show, mate.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Who is that guy?
Hear it again. There you go. It's a wonderful sound to hear at this time of the day. I mentioned Crime Watch. Here's an interesting crime story. In China, police were baffled when DNA evidence suggested the same man had committed two break-ins and rapes at the same time. The DNA test results showed the criminals were the same person. But the crime had occurred at the same time, both of them. How did that happen? Identical twins is the answer. The brothers confessed to both crimes. It was just a coincidence.
Ah, come on.
Yeah. But is that true? So if it's... I didn't know identical twins had identical DNA. Is that true? I don't watch enough of the CSI shows.
No, I have no idea. I know. Don't family members share similar DNA? Is that true?
They can get it from The Simpsons, from the Mr. Burns episode.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's where we get most of our information.
I know that they can get it down to a family group. And then you need the
twins. I'm probably giving ideas to twins out there. The Blakeney twins killings coming soon. The CI network.
Yeah.
Can you have identical triplets? Is that possible?
Oh.
See, I always thought that would be a good plot for a film. You know how we just have, the answer was twin brothers.
Multiplicity, bro. Keaton's already done it.
Multiplicity. How's the way the effects were in their infancy? So I don't think you ever see them outside of the garage they're living in. The whole movie seemed to take place in the garage.
Where everything takes place. But you were saying...
I was saying nothing of interest. What have I got here? This is sort of crime, I guess. This has been going around all week. People have been receiving fraudulent emails, and it is disturbing, saying that the Prime Minister has had a heart attack. You click on the link, it says it's going to take you to The Australian, and in fact, I think it, steals all your money, going by our conspiracy theorists yesterday. Spam mail. Is that what's going on, Richard? Have you had one of those?
No, I've heard about it, though, yeah. You click on the Prime Minister link and away you go.
Right, so the idea is, so this is going to a lot of people in the media, the idea is to come up with some bait that the person who you're sending the email to is definitely going to click on.
Yes.
So what would that be? What would it need to be for you, Ed? Maybe headline for The Australian, Seagal to team with Busey, Swayze, Gutenberg and DeLuise for sequel to Half Past Dead, entitled 25 past dead. I mean, you wouldn't be able to resist clicking on that.
Oh, look at me. Look at my hand. Look at my clicking hand. Bang! It's just going.
Banking details. Off to the Ukraine.
Half the lot. I don't care because it might be true.
That's an interesting. Watch out for that one. Their target's not just random adverbs and offers of peerages from Nigeria anymore. They're homing in on what you want.
Look at this. Josh East Kilo.
In Melbourne.
String quartet tribute to Hinder. Marsland vocalising over the top of the viola.
Okay, are we talking about Godiva getting involved?
Oh, this is my sister's string quartet.
Yeah.
What do you reckon, bro?
Yeah, I'll give it a shake.
Really?
Yeah.
So if I can get a string arrangement of Hinder, you will sing over the
You'll
top.
You'll sing over the top of
if
that.
If you can sing Nights in White Satin and your body is a wonderland and I can play that whenever I want on this show.
Yeah.
Which I do.
Yeah, I know.
And I appreciate your good humour about all that.
Yeah.
I'll definitely give that
a go. It's only fair.
Yeah.
Bang! You're reminding us that we have so much talent in the room. And Grant Denyer is in the next hour, host of Australia's Got Talent. Are we allowed to say this now, Nikki? I'm not allowed to drop the bombshell about Australia's Got Talent? We'll wait for Grant.
I've got another little bit of crime for
sizzle.
You.
That's great sizzle. That's forced sizzle.
Look at gunpoint sizzle. Here we go. A little bit more crime. A man has stolen 39 payphones in 8 months. A 45-year-old man has stolen 39 payphones and has got about $136,000.
How did he find 39 payphones? Where is this? Is this in Australia?
Yeah, in Darwin.
Wow, 39 in Darwin.
Now, what made me think of it is I had a friend at school who went from being he was broke, you know, he was trying to trade shoes for like Snickers at lunchtime, you know. But then all of a sudden he was just flush with cash, but all he had was 20-cent and 50-cent pieces,
right?
Which, you know, things were rife. He was busking, he was stealing money out of the flamingo pond at the zoo, a la Brendan. And anyway, it turns out that what he'd done is he'd found a payphone at the back of his house, and if his brother got on each side and shook it, then they get money.
Right.
And his economy was entirely based. He had a payphone shaking based economy for 5 years, and they never caught on.
I think the Ukraine has a similar system. The whole country propped
when up. When you're coming in in a plane, you know, trying to come into the Ukraine into Kiev, the whole place is just shaking.
That's
one side to the other.
That's what I hear. What is the bloke doing with all those payphones? Oh, he's just getting the money and then piffing them away.
It doesn't say where he's put them.
Mm.
Not all of the payphones have been found. They've been found in various locations around Darwin, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because could it be Telstra? Aren't they getting rid slowly of the payphones?
Yeah.
Leaving people like myself who don't have a mobile phone.
Yeah, what do you do, Tone? When you want to call someone on the street, because I haven't had a mobile phone for a month.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, right. How are you going with that?
Well, the anger of my friends is getting really full on.
Right, right.
You know, like people just saying, we're not friends anymore because I can't text you.
Yeah.
But how do you do it? How do you call people?
I might send them a letter. That's where you get... Have you seen one of these?
No.
It's called a pen.
Oh, yeah.
And then
I thought that was a chewing stick.
This stuff here.
Yeah.
You can sort of make marks on it.
Yeah.
And then you take it to a bloke
in this office in the street.
Just any bloke in the city, I can just give it to.
He's got a slot, and you can put it through, and it ends up there.
In the man. There's a slot in the man.
Obviously, you can't write down, "We'll meet you at Sanity." You know, you can't sort of. I mean, that's that's not going to be one of the great letters. But, you know, it's slower, but it's less annoying. Yeah, that's what I find.
So much less annoying.
Oh, we're turning into the grumpy old men show. I think we are. It's a bit early for that. Hey, we want to talk about bands. Let's do some book burning.
Yeah.
Let's do that on Get This.
Get This.
There's a lot of laughs in it. The birds are good. The footy's great. And there's something different about it too.
Brought to you by Daniel Taylor, who really wanted to be on at the start of the show instead of here, nuzzling up to the natural cheese and roasted veggies.
Triple M.
Too many roasted veggies.
Gosh.
Too much natural cheese. Let's get this. Filled with the good stuff on Triple M. Around the nation, just quickly, Paul Nelson has emailed
Sir
us.
Pearl.
Saying, when is the libelous Lachey Hume going to call from his LA bungalow for the first movie show for 2007?
Yeah, where is Lachey? Oh, he's in LA.
Lockie is, you know,
tripping the light fantastic.
Chasing parts.
Chasing parts.
And he's always almost getting a part in a film.
When he gets one, he's going to kill. And then, he's great.
But what happens is he doesn't get the part, and then the film comes out and it's terrible, and you think, thank God he didn't get that. He was almost up for The Hitcher, the remake of The Hitcher.
Oh, ouch. Rutger Hauer thing.
Originally Rutger Hauer, now Sean Bean.
Oh, the Bean stuff.
And
he didn't
get it, and then apparently it's rubbish.
So really?
Dodged another bullet, Lockie.
Good job, Locks.
He needs one to hit eventually.
He does.
We're right behind him. He is our man in Hollywood. Is he going to be calling us for our Oscars show, do you know, Nikki?
Yep, if he can get to a landline.
All right, things are going well for him, clearly. Okay.
There's no payphones. The guy's stolen them all. That's
not enough. Makes sense. Fair enough. Hopefully, Lockie.
They'll have one somewhere in the bus station you're living in, Lock.
Where is It's a well-appointed bus station.
Ask at the office.
When is our movie show? Is it Monday? Oscars.
Yeah,
Oscars. All right, that's what we'll be doing. Let's have some music now. Ed, could you put on a...
Hits by the Books.
A tuxedo.
Yep.
No, we want some fancy piano playing today from you.
Okay. And I've been through some stuff in my life.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And it hurts, but I'm going to do it. 2, 3, 4.
That's beautiful. Very nice. I think it needs some singing. Mr. Marsden, vocals, if you could. That's the fray. You know it is. How to save a life here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Someone has called in to suggest that Roland Gift from the Fine Young Cannibals was in Extras, and I should have spotted that. I haven't spotted him in Extras. I think I've seen. He wasn't in Last Night, was he?
Don't know. Didn't watch it.
Oh, okay.
Were Fine Young Cannibals in Black Rain? Like, were they in a bar scene?
No way.
Were Maybe. They? I don't know.
Really?
Like, they're in a movie performing Good Thing.
I think Roland Gift was in Sammy and Rosie Get Laid. He might have been in that.
What was that?
I think that was a Hanf Qureshi film from the late 80s. Yeah.
Right.
I think this means nobody's listening anymore. Let's get up a certain mountain.
Yes, it's Sean Buck. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Mountain. And what are we talking about today?
Bands. What's going to be banned? What should we ban now? Well, firstly, one of our authors here in Australia, one of our Australian authors, has had his book banned in the United States. It's a kid's book. It's an award winner. Mm-hmm. It's got the word scrotum in it. On the first page, it's been banned from, a lot of schools. And congratulations to the Australian for running the headline, award-winning kid's book gets the sack. But I'm not sure what the book was called.
Where James, do you go to learn? Where
James
do you go
and
to
the
learn?
Giant Scrotum, perhaps. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Scrotum. I don't know.
I don't know.
Offensive children's books.
I don't know. The BFS, Big Friendly Scrotum.
Cat in the Sack.
Yeah. Peter Rabbit meets Tony Abbott. Sorry, that hasn't got a scrotum in it, but it's pretty offensive.
Equally disturbing.
The book is called The Higher Power of Lucky by Susan Patron. And it's being barred from school libraries in parts of America because of the mention of male genitalia, even though the actual reference is to the scrotum of a dog.
Wow.
That'll corrupt the kiddies.
Big time.
Okay. That's banned. What else can we ban? I mean, why stop there? What else do you want to see banned, Ed Cavalier?
I'd like to see banned my flatmate bringing her friend around to watch anything.
What?
Last night... This is one of my lovely flatmates who, you know, watches Home Neighbours, then Home and Away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, laughs along at Desperate Housewives, Ugly Betty, et cetera, et cetera.
These are popular shows yet, I should point out.
Which is why no one listens to our show, and they listen to other shows where people love them. Anyway, last night she brought a friend around to watch Blood Diamond.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was pottering around, you know, making a few dinners in the background over a couple of hours.
Mm.
And the three things I heard first were, where's this set? Sierra Leone. What's it about? Mm-hmm. About diamond. This is while the movie's playing. Diamonds. There are diamonds. Then there's a bit where he's smuggling some diamonds in the skin of a goat.
Right.
Why is he smuggling goats? The other one goes, there's diamonds in the goat. How do you get diamonds in a goat? And I was like, you know what? This is really going to hurt. And then as it wears on, Leonardo DiCaprio's been talking in an accent the whole time.
Yes, I noticed there's very little of him talking in the trailer.
Yeah, well, he doesn't just bring the accent on at some point. Is he doing an accent? I think so. Where's he from? I think it's Ed. Where's he from? Zimbabwe. That's, you know, like near South Africa. It sounds American. Yes, it does. But he's from Zimbabwe.
Wow. I don't know if you're going to last too much longer at this place. You're missing that old John guy and his Nick Lachey song.
Big time. I saw him in the gym the other day wearing a pair of old school AFL shorts that he says he's had since he was 15.
See, and he's the kind of guy. He's the kind of guy who'd know how you get diamonds into a goat.
You're right. He'd spend a long time discussing with me whether it's better to put them in the goat, you know, or hollow out a horn and then stick it back on top of the goat.
And then
you know?
The movie would be forgotten.
Long in the background.
And conversation would rule.
Conversation rules.
Okay, that's so you want, what does he want, Ben?
My flatmate coming round with her friends to watch movies. They're not going to understand.
Here's what I want, Ben. Current affairs programs.
Yeah.
Almost at the end of the show saying, after this break, the story of such and such, you wait through the break, and all it is a preview of what's on tomorrow night's show. Aren't we sick of that?
Entertainment Tonight, I'm looking at you.
Tomorrow night, Pensioners in Chains. Not really, but it is news.
Marsden?
I'm a bit over films about musicians. Because I went to see Dreamgirls, dropped $14 on that.
Why?
And like before, sometimes they're good. Like if they're a documentary, like the Ramones one, that was interesting. Yes. Then there's like, you know, Johnny Cash one. Yeah. And before that, there was Ray.
Glitter.
Glitter.
Crossroads.
Yeah. I mean, but more of
you mean real life biopic style.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I mean, but I guess Glitter is real. Yeah. Because Milli Vanilli have just been, well, I mean, one of them.
What?
They're going to get a movie made about their, you know, less
You're
than spectacular
kidding me.
Career.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
wonderful. Who are they going to get to play Milli and Vanilli?
Wilford Brimley comes to mind.
Yeah, almost on every occasion for you, Richard Marsden.
But I think the soundtrack will be heard in a separate cinema.
Oh, yeah!
That's all I've heard.
Where was the boy?
I'm looking forward to the Milli Vanilli movie, and I think they should be banned. It doesn't make sense, but let's move on.
No. You get your gagging about the soundtrack, and that's what
the only reason.
I don't mean to be mean to my flatmates.
Yeah, right. Backtracking.
They
now.
Just, you know, they just. I've thought about it.
Yeah, you're thinking about getting home tonight. That's what you're thinking about.
And if you can't work out
that
a man from Zimbabwe speaks with an accent, just don't watch Blood Diamond.
My guess is all your stuff out on the front step, and the locks changed. What do you want to see banned, listeners? Give us a call, 133353. Thank you, Chili Peppers, by the way, here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. No time for the theme. Okay. We're asking, what do you want banned? And our first caller, Ed, is Mick, with, I think, probably the most popular banning we receive whenever we do this.
Good morning, Mick.
How you going?
Really good. What do you want to see banned, brother?
Oh, I want to see banned those nasal delivery ads that are on the radio every 5 seconds.
Yes.
Now, what is it that you're offended? Just the way that they kind of talk down to you, or you just think it's enough is enough?
Just the whole ad in general. I reckon if blokes are having problems with premature ejaculation, they should just get over it.
Okay, fair enough. Move on.
That's it.
Okay. I think the ones that are for erectile dysfunction, they just stop using the phrase erectile dysfunction. Ugly Dave Gray's stiffy spray. Call it that, and then people will be quite happy to hear. You'd laugh. You'd enjoy hearing about erectile dysfunction.
You would.
Let's not forget that.
And maybe every time you push down on the pump, it could like trigger a little Ugly Dave catchphrase.
That's right.
Oh, that's great.
Be like, four.
Hey, have a go at this. That'd be pretty good. Thank you, Mick. Hello, Howard. How are you?
Good, thanks. Yourself?
Ooh, yeah. What would you like to see banned, Mister?
People basically in the media industry that watch illegal copies of DVDs.
Yeah, well, we're split on this one because I agree with you, Ed, and I'm not into the pirate gear, usually because it's in the incorrect frame aspect ratio and not from a pristine negative. But, of course, Ed Cavalli, no problems at all.
So, Howard, you think that I should have paid to go and see Dreamgirls, do you? You think that it's all right to go and pay to see Norbit? I should have paid to see Book of Revelations? You got served? Failure to launch? These are things worth $14, do you think?
No, but I wouldn't have had... no offence, but I wouldn't have been stupid enough to go and see Norbit in the first place.
It's your answer.
You know what you are, Howard? You're absolutely right.
All right.
You guys are champions.
Thank you. Thank you very much, officer.
But yeah.
The pirate issue will continue on this program.
Hello, Tony. How are you?
Hello. Good day, gentlemen. I think that people who quote ad slogans should be banned, i.e. not happy jam.
Yes. Oh, yes. People who weave advertising slogans into everyday conversation. I admit I do talk about roasted veggies and natural cheese a bit too much. But what sort of ones are you copying?
Well, not happy jam.
Not happy Jan.
Yeah. And another one, Tone, is the... I've got a friend who quotes the Boonie Doll.
Oh, the Boonie Doll. Boonie Doll speak for itself. There's no need to repeat everything it says. No, good point. Advertising slogans.
Thank you, Tony. And quickly, that goes for people who are still quoting Anchorman as well. It's time to give it up, guys.
I love Anchorman, but you'll wear it out.
We don't care if you love Lamp. We just don't care. Hello, Guy. How are you?
I'm very well, Ed. How about yourself?
Excellent, sir. What should be banned?
I'm calling for a ban on current affairs shows holding sociological experiments that, spy on me if I pick up a wallet that's been left in the middle of the street or bash around an oldie in public places.
Oh, yes.
Bash around an oldie.
Let people bash around oldies in peace. Have you been a victim of any of this yourself?
Well, I've only watched them, and that makes me victim enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, the wallet in the street. I mean, that was fun when you were a kid, gluing a 20-cent piece to something. But
I've fallen for that.
Now it's the basis of current affairs, apparently.
I fell for a handwritten $5 note glued to the ground.
We balanced a bucket of water over this door to see what would happen.
thank you, Guy.
Good banning.
Hello, Cara. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. What do you want to see banned?
I want to see ads on tampons and pads banned across the board.
Really?
Okay,
so we've got the men want erectile dysfunction to be a thing of the past, and the ladies want the tampon ads banned.
Well, ladies want erectile dysfunction to be a thing of the past as well.
Yeah, but, fair enough. So even the blue liquid isn't making it palatable for you?
Not one that doesn't personally offend me across the board.
My body's leaking Windex. Hey,
Cara, don't you spend most weekends walking along the beach with your shoes in your hand after a long night out, thankful for the freedom?
Yeah, well, I definitely do. And my friends and I often stand around having pillow fights in our underwear, discussing periods. We involve our boyfriends and kittens and stuff in it. So,
maybe Ugly Dave Gray could be brought in to soften the blow in this area as well. Ugly Dave Gray's cool, blimey, Pansy Shields.
There's no good way of ever put... Sometimes they're on at mealtime.
Yes, that's always fun.
True. Thank you, Cara. Finally, Mike, how are you?
I'm fairly good. How are you guys?
Good, sir. What would you like to see banned?
80s or any kind of old comedians coming back and doing films without the other 80s comedians.
Ooh, okay. Now, what examples have you got for us?
My favourite one was the TV series Dan Aykroyd did where he played a priest.
That's right, a priest on a motorbike, if I remember.
Yeah, it was a priest. He had a family. It made very little sense.
Yeah.
No, that was no good. I mean, Chevy Chase has done nothing, that awesome for a while as well.
Yeah, it was hard coming back from Caddyshack, too.
That's true.
That's true.
There was dizzying heights.
Jackie Mason was no substitute for Rodney Dangerfield.
And on that wonderfully obscure note, we're done.
Are we just?
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Bang! We're back on safe ground talking about TV shows nobody's heard of. We've got someone from a show people have heard of, Grant Denyer.
What are we going to say?
In the next hour.
Get this.
Believe me, it's rubbish media. R-U-B-B-S-H. Rubbish Media.
Brought to you by Chad Trendle, president of the anonymous English-Australian meatpacking Glitterati and co-author of the world-renowned self-help book Life is Like Proctology, or so he claims.
What I want, cause I can, if I don't, because I wanna.
It's the sound of Triple M.
Be ignored by the stiff and the bored, because I'm gonna.
The second hour of Get This Around the Nation, myself, Tony Martin, Richard Marsden pushing buttons, Ed Cavalier's in the sidecar.
Hello, how are you?
And driving the car today, look, it's Grant Denyer.
He loves driving.
Hello, hello.
You can't stop driving.
At the new adults only time of 11 a.m. Yeah. What's going on with you? What happened to 9? Is that too early?
We like to keep people it's a moving target.
Yeah, exactly.
People were starting to listen around 9.
Yeah. So we can't have that. Anything but that. Anything but that.
Australia's Got Talent. That's obviously kicking ass. What about our competition? Australia's Got Buckley. Do you want to play a bit of that today?
I'd love to.
You look so cynical. You look so cynical that we would have talent in this studio.
Come on.
Australia's full of it. Let's prove it.
We'll prove it right now.
No, it's sad.
That's Ed Cavalier.
Is that you?
Never reach to the end.
It's
David Bowie.
Oh my goodness.
The actual lyrics.
It was a South Park sketch. Cartman.
Boot at home, Ed.
Something else.
That is just the tip of the iceberg. Oh yes, that's Diesel. It's Get This, it's the second hour. Richard's here, Ed's here, and of course Grant Denyer's dropped in.
Thank you very much.
But Australia's Got Talent.
Sure does.
What was going on last year? You were in a McDonald's and heard...
I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm going to not say that just because you've brought me a new studio and I'm now captured.
Yeah, well, but, you have got one of our ringtones.
I've got a ringtone on my phone, Jihad Jack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A song from what? Oh, maybe November last year.
Yeah.
And we heard it at the radio, driving along, walked into Macca's. I was unconsciously singing the song in my, clearly out loud.
Yeah.
Got back in the car and there was a report from you that someone had just spotted us in McDonald's singing Jihad Jack. Yeah. So I immediately get the whole... Turn around in the back seat to see if anyone else is sitting in there on the phone. I thought we'd been stalked.
Yeah, well, we've got eyes everywhere.
Great song, though. Jihad Jack.
I know.
Some of your finest vocal work.
It's all Cockney for some reason. No explicable reason. But is there a spot for me on Australia's Got Talent? Doesn't need to be. My sister's on this week.
Yeah. That's what we couldn't say when they were in?
Because we may have brought shame and disgrace upon the program.
What's her act?
She's a godiva in the string quartet, the second episode. Am I meant to pretend it hasn't been filmed yet?
Okay. Feel free to go along with the pantomime.
Are we going to air live?
You mean this Sunday, 6:30?
Have I just destroyed everything? Is this the worst moment in our show?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
We're a great team. I look forward to seeing her performance this Sunday night.
There we go. Saved.
Let's pick up and move on.
Perfectly I didn't saved. Go to the meeting. That was the problem.
That's still time.
I'm sure she's going to go great. She's, I think, going to be sitting second from the left, if you're wondering which one it is. Just look for the person who looks least like me.
Yeah, well, it's going to be tough because she's up against a 9-year-old violinist as well. Look. So
see, now,
and kids, they rate. You know they rate.
I was saying, I've said to these guys before, when I went and saw the Knicks play, and there was a 7-year-old that could play Mozart on an electronic keyboard. She won. As soon as she put the pigtails in, she had won.
Gold. Straight away.
Done.
Well,
I don't think they're that cute, though.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, neither does Red. He doesn't saying that.
he likes
to pick on a different criteria.
You know, I was watching the other night, and there's an old bloke playing a John Lennon song on a leaf.
We're getting somewhere.
This is why I don't
now
watch.
We're getting somewhere.
Idol has none of that.
Yes. It's the surprise.
Juggling dogs, things like that. That's what you want to see.
I know that you mention this quite a lot on the radio station. Nude ukulele players, you love them.
Oh, I saw that. He got
had one
off.
Of those. Had see one of those.
Off. And you know, getting back towards potluck. Potluck, which as I understand it, was shot in Adelaide, and they shoot a week worth of shows.
Oh yeah.
In about 25 minutes, and there was no auditions. People just walked off the street.
There we go.
And you're on.
That is what we're looking to. Rich, did you ever go? Were you old enough to go?
No, I didn't go and see Potluck, but I did a show from the same studios of Potluck.
Yeah.
In fact, I used to sit in the area where the Vietnamese guy pulled his hamstring. Is that the guy who's singing Pressure Down?
I think, no, that was someone else.
Okay, sorry.
He pulled his hamstring singing Take the Pressure Down.
How many times can he do it?
Can he do it twice?
Where do you take it to from there?
No, that was pure gold. Yeah. And, you know, no one has really, I mean, obviously we've had Dicko, and we've had Kyle Sandilands, and we've got Danny Minogue. Has anyone really nabbed the Bernard King crown? No one has really...
you know,
it's there for the taking. Because they need the combination of the kind of like the cutting, you know, cut them down, but then also the kind of creepy leering at some of the other guests. You know what I mean? That's what's missing.
But
it
doesn't all go. It's that the uncomfortable thing about doing that is that I'm always the one that's backstage that always catches them when they fall down off stage. Yeah, they've been gutted by Red or whatever's been said, and you've got a 9-year-old crying in your lap, wondering why her music career is not up to scratch. Yeah. Or you've had a bloke fly from London, for instance, who, you know, rightly so, thinks he's probably the greatest gift to entertainment, who gets three X's and wonders why he spent $3,000 getting here for that. So, look, it doesn't always go to plan, but the chance of you actually taking $250,000 is still great, no matter what your act. We love you all. We love all Australians.
Well, that's on this Sunday, but there's more in the paper. Look, shock headlines. Den, you're forced off V8 grid. There's some sizzle.
Good sizzle.
That's gonna get
you're coming. On it, Tone.
We're on to it next. 10 points. The John Butler Trio rehearsal. That's what Bernard King would have said. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Grant Denyer is here from Australia's Got Talent. We had a great clip from the show the other day. That bit where Danny Minogue said what the producers told her after her audition.
Steve, when you come back, get it together a little bit more because we like the puppies and we want to see you again.
That's
truth.
That's a little X-rated.
Yeah. No need for that.
Goodness me. Look, she's really stepping up. She's in control. I thought that she might, you know, she's got every reason to be uppity. She's lived a wonderful life of race car drivers, acting, singing. And she is showing some real teeth in that judging role.
Likes the race car drivers, you say.
That one just slipped out.
Oh, my God.
What's this about
I'm
you?
I'm nervous.
What are you doing? What's in the paper? Controversy? You're not allowed to do something?
Or? Well, there's a bit of a clash with my car racing career this year and my commitment to Seven, which is undying. And Australia's Got Talent takes priority for me because this is a very big, big show and a big opportunity outside Sunrise. So I've decided to step out of the car. And then tackle this TV
can't
show
really
head on.
Combine the two. Can't host it from behind the wheel of a moving vehicle, throwing back to the studio for Act 4.
I'm a typical man. I can't walk and talk at the same time, let alone drive and also host a show.
Oh, look, we're going back into your archives here now. You mentioned race car driving.
Hang on a second. Amateur theatre?
Amateur theatre.
Did you ever do any amateur theatre?
I did, actually.
What were you in?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Bang.
What were you doing?
Nothing but the lead, my friend. Frankenfurter.
Frankenfurter. Where would we have seen this?
At Umemering Secondary College, circa 1994.
Oh, now, if we look at the Frankenfurter ladder, obviously Tim Curry at the top, bang. Craig McLaughlin at the bottom. Yep. Where did you fit in on that scale?
Somewhere just below Craig McLaughlin, I'm afraid.
What about?
I got tangled up in my fishnets, which was in some pyrotechnics, and my pants caught fire.
Oh, that's improving terrible. The show right there. Look at this. Grant Denyer also presented all-time greatest Aussie bloopers.
Yeah.
Some good times there.
What was the all-time Aussie greatest blooper?
I'm glad you've done your research. The greatest all-time Aussie blooper, I think, was one of those news scenes. It's always the drunken idiots behind the host.
Love them. Love those guys.
And the host was clearly trying to do a serious political piece in the UK, wanted to push on. And just the idiots got bigger and more violent. And he turned around and he grabbed one by the throat and threw him out of the stage. He went, right, now that's done. Let's continue. Aggro.
In the field.
Live.
Wouldn't you like to see John Howard do that with those leering idiots behind him in Parliament? Tony Abbott. Throw him aside and
you're out.
We've been making a lot of noise on this program for a year about a certain program that was screened on, well, I think it was on Nine.
It's on Nine.
In the early 90s. Australia's naughtiest home video.
Doug
Mulray.
Did you watch it?
Watch it, I was trying to. I was trying to watch it to the very end, but where did it go? The black hole of television.
Shortly after the child reached for the kangaroo's genitals.
It is not true.
That was in Victoria. Where did it go off in Sydney?
The two animals humping in the field.
Right.
To much giggling.
And I think in Adelaide it got as far as the Afghan hound on the conga line.
Yeah, no, it did. And cheers.
It's still going on in television, you know, because the first show of Australia's Got Talent last week, we had this guy who had what I thought was going to be a terrific act. He was the nude ukulele player. A bloke comes out of the crowd, rips his clothes off, then bzz, 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 all the buzz is gone. And I thought... It's a flashback to the old days.
Yeah. Let him go. Let's see. I'm going to allow this. I want to see where this is
Where's
going.
Where's the danger in television gone?
Yeah.
I'm saying if Nine don't want to show that show, I say, give it to Seven. People are ready for kangaroo's genitals now. I'm sure it would seem quite tame if screened these days.
Would you host it? If it was coming on, and it was back.
I don't think Doug Mulroy's hosted anything after that.
No,
I don't think it's a good sign.
Well, all right, perhaps, yeah. What if they jazzed it up? Look, what if Danny could be one of the judges?
We can't do it. Variety has returned to Seven.
Right.
It's fun, family-friendly thing that you can sit down at 6:30 with your meat and free veg and watch a nude ukulele play a guitar. And I won't tell you how he was going to play it.
All right. That's
for the adult only. But
that's the tough questions out of the way.
All right.
What about some talent in this studio? What about drawing upon our listenership?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We're going to play Australia's Got Buckley's.
You sound scared, Tony.
I am frightened. That's going to be next. I'll get this. Brian Adams, Run to You. It's Get This. It's on Triple M and it's everywhere. Grant Denyer is with us. Weatherman work. Now, is it hard to run out of, you know, to keep coming up with good ideas for where to do the weather from?
I think we were actually doomed from the start. It was a tough run because Sunrise had this great idea that we'll love the entire nation. We'll put you in a bus. You can drive around the country for 12 months.
Yeah.
And we thought, great idea.
It's a long time.
In a Winnebago. Awesome fun. We drove out the gate. I'm a race car driver, so they said, you can drive for 12 months. I drive out. We got somewhere between Melbourne and Adelaide. We got a flat tyre. I couldn't change a flat tyre.
No pit crew.
Lift a tyre. No pit crew. We were stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. No mobile service. Nothing.
Yeah.
We had to go in and we found a bit of cardboard and we wrote on a sign, free beer if you stop, to try and get any truckie to stop and give us a hand. It was very embarrassing when a bloke called Bruiser comes up in blue singlets and a stubby short and says, you can sleep in the back of my cab, mate.
Oh, yes.
I'll fix this for you.
I've slept in Bruce's cab and it's quite nice.
Before you know it, it's Grant Denyer in Wolf Creek.
Ah.
But there's a bloke who does the Channel 10 weather in Melbourne, Mike.
Mike.
Mike Larkin, I think. And I reckon he's running out of things to do. I mean, they're going to have him shot out of a cannon. So
that's a good idea.
Really. He's going to have to be leaping off a jetty, Birdman rally style.
I think it's the role of the wacky weather person these days. It's cemented itself in history. I got a Guinness World Record for having to jump out of a helicopter on Sunrise because we ran out of things to do.
That's really good.
Literally have the Guinness World Record. Yeah.
It's the
world's largest tandem bungee jump, there's no bridge big enough to get this record, so we had to do it out of a helicopter over Bondi Beach.
Mate, that's quite dangerous, isn't it?
That's what I said. But David Leckie, the CEO, rings up and says, mate, this is going to be awesome. You're right for this,
aren't you? Well, you said it's tandem, Leckie. Get on board.
It's two.
But that guy, I noticed with the wacky weatherman, you've got to come out of a lighthearted story. I was watching one night on Channel 10 and it was death and disaster. And then it was, and now it's over to Mike, and he's on a chair, like, you know, when they used to carry the Pope, four blokes carry a chair, and they're trying to be somber about it, even though it's running up the street with the top temperature.
It used to be the story at the end of the bulletin, like, the cat that can count up next to close the end of the bulletin. Right. But now it's the wacky weather person's role. So if you're shot out of a cannon, being carried on a chair, jump out of a chopper.
Out of a cannon?
No, I've seen that go wrong a little too many times. So I love YouTube.
It's really exactly. The problem with out of a cannon is it's hard to judge where you're going to land.
That's what they had in Adelaide. They had an issue, didn't they? Someone put the airbag in the wrong place.
I don't know whether you've seen these things that they use at the circuses, but they're not the most refined pieces of engineering.
No.
A cardboard box or cylinder laced with explosives is not really going to be a good result.
All right.
We have to meet the talent. I've got the press release here from Australia's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
Have a listen to this. It says that they're going to be featuring dancers, circus acts, rap trios, boot scooters, yodelers, leg chirpers, drag acts, acrobats, tap dancers, body drummers, gum leaf players, magicians and signers. Is that a spelling mistake? Is it meant to be singers?
Is it just Ian Healy on air vibe?
Signers, and it's supposed to be lip chirpers. So there's two spelling errors in my own press release.
Signers. I was thinking, what, just doing the whole song? Just for deaf people?
Join Grant Denier, 6:30 Sunday nights.
All right, we've got more Denier, and we're going to meet our talented listeners next. I'll get this.
Get this.
It might sound like a 1980s ABBA song for all we know to a yabby.
Brought to you by Chris. Who's a big fan of the movie Tommy Boy, as am I. Fat guy in a little coat.
And it's Get This around the nation on Triple M. Grant Denyer is here, seeking to be impressed by the talent in our audience.
Am so.
You've brought in some, what was going on? You had to talk about movies.
Oh, when someone told me that, you're going on Get This, I said, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. They go, hey, mate. do you know about movies?
Yeah.
And I went, oh, no, these guys. Because you're like the Albert Einstein of movie critiques. You are the,
yeah.
You're like an almanac. We're the almanac movie, of it.
Well, we're pretty nerdy. I'll give you that.
Well, yeah. I was worried
Albert Einstein, that's raising the bar a bit. We're mostly talking Steven Seagal movies.
But that's still above my level. I had to think back. He goes, you better have something.
Come
so
on.
I went, oh, I'm thinking, oh, okay. Annie, I watched that a lot as a kid.
Annie?
Peach Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
Worst part was I cried in both.
That's
so
true.
I got nothing.
Oh, yeah. Annie. That was a John Huston film. That was made by the
way. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
The Maltese Falcon.
Really? All I remember is a redhead
girl. How did they talk him into that?
Oh, once he'd done that soccer movie with Stallone, he was ready for anything.
Escape to Victory?
Or just Victory in many countries.
No, no, no. The proper name is Escape to Victory. Yeah. Good film, though. Great save at the end. Stallone saves a penalty from one of the...
Sorry, man. Sorry. Once we get into the Stallone catalogue. Hey,
the biggest question of that movie, though, is how someone so rich and who's also an arms dealer can love so much. Daddy Warbucks, do you remember him?
Yeah,
he was an arms dealer.
Yeah, Albert Finney. But, Stallone. Have you been, as
have
we
have. Caught anything?
Yeah.
Have you been hanging around
under the balcony?
Yeah. It's just a vile fell on my head. Yeah, it was all about the Hilton the other day. Yeah.
Hey, let's meet him. We've got talent. Australia's got Buckley.
Yeah.
1-3-3-5-3 is the number to call. There is no talent competition with a lower bar than this. We will accept anything.
Yeah, literally.
Anything.
And Celia came in before and said, what are you looking for? And I said, and she said something that you can hear, like something, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Preferably
sound,
not visual.
Sound-based. And I said, no, if they can do it on the radio, that's fine. If they just want to describe something they can do physically, that's also fine.
That's great. Just describe? Descriptions. Yeah. Would that be acceptable on your show? Somebody just coming out, maybe just distributing a typed-out sheet of what I do and leaving.
I reckon I'm the world's greatest high jumper. I don't have the equipment here to show you, but just trust me on this one.
Oh, that could work. What sort of talent do we have in here? I can do the Jetsons noise.
Yeah, you did that yesterday.
That's pretty also, much
nah,
it.
No. You did that yesterday. What else you got? What other sound effects can you do?
It's good if you got stereo.
Uncorking a bottle. Hang on. That one. It's turning into the Michael Winslow show.
You were able to wear quite a horrendous silk shirt in the 90s for the late show openings.
How is that for a crowbar? The crowbar that is.
You've been nerfed.
Oh, look. The sad thing is, all our own clothes. That's something you don't see on telly anymore. Make people wear their own clothes. Call us with anything at all.
Yeah, hang on. But we've got a special intro for this.
A special intro?
I thought we were going to play the Talkback Mountain theme. Don't we normally play that here?
That's last the first hour. We did Talkback Mountain in the first hour.
So what's this called?
Australia's Got Buckley.
There was a little intro for it, just played before.
Went out. Don't play that thing I said to play.
You don't want it?
No, I'll save it.
I said this would be a cocker.
More of a sort of meeting
I've
conversation.
I've been saying all day that this would be a cocker. And it is.
Because you give it no support, Martin. You're too busy with your pissy articles full of yellow highlighter trying to crowbar in your Howard Jones gags. There's no time for my soundbite.
I'd like to get to know you well.
I've sweated for 3 days about coming on this radio show because you're such an intellectual bunch of people. And you argue more than my two sisters.
Yeah, right. Intellectual? Why are people frightened? Dicko's out there. Yeah, we want him to come in. We don't want him to just do a cameo in this one. No. We want him to come in for a whole hour. And you're saying people are frightened to come on. Why? Because of the movie talk? Nah, the bar is low. This is the lowest bar on radio. Let's prove it. Call us now, 1-3-3-5-3. And that's Jet with Shine On from the White Album here. And get this around the nation on Triple M where Australia's Got Buckley. Grant Denyer is seeking to be impressed.
Mm. Do it to me, Australia.
Well, you got Paul. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. How are you?
Oh, excellent, sir. You've got a talent for us.
Show us, Paul.
Yeah. Do you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's not a very good talent. I can do a bit of a David Beckham impression.
We're not necessarily looking for very good.
Yeah, it's a disclaimer already.
We never said that, Paul. We never said good. All right.
Okay.
Way you go, Paul. Give us some Beckham.
I've been listening to your show and I've been listening to the what Beckham reckons, and I'm not very happy with it because you make me sound like a complete pillock.
That's right. Nice.
That's
work.
Pretty
nice
good.
Pillock work.
I think he's referring to Matt Parkinson, who likes to Beckham up.
He does.
Did you want to hear about why I've moved to LA?
Why is that, sure. David?
Well, you know, I can't really think of a good enough reason, but Victoria says it's not about the money, and that charity begins at home. She's had a couple of big credit card bills lately fall on the mat, which nearly sent a shockwave around South London, and she said we need the money.
I'm confused.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
I'm confused, but I think well done. That's what he sounds like.
It's that time that we always step in with the show and go, you know what? Charlie Chaplin came third in a Charlie Chaplin lookalike competition. There's still hope for you, young man.
You're doing well, Paul.
That's true.
It's a true story.
Thank you, sir.
And the Spice Girls getting back together. And Victoria Beckham, what is that going to be like?
Any new songs?
No, just the old gear, apparently. Oh, and she's still got Victoria Beckham, the nose of the people from the local shop on the League of Gentlemen, if you look closely. Who have we got?
Hi, Matt.
G'day. How are we all?
Good, sir. What can you do?
Okay, now I'm pulling out the big guns because I've obviously got a lot of competition going on here.
Yeah, sure, you, bro.
But you know how you can crack your knuckles?
Yes.
I can crack my ear.
No, oh, is it a one-off?
It's. I don't know where you're going. No, I can crack it as many times as I can.
Well, let's do it, bro.
Right, let's hear it.
Okay, I'm going to try my best. You may or may not hear it. If you can't hear it, I'll YouTube it.
Okay, thank you.
Probably didn't even hear that.
Yeah, one for YouTube.
Hey, Matt, your skill is really dead air. Well done.
Thank you. I try my best.
We said there was a low bar. Man came on national radio and did nothing. Fantastic.
Matt, put it on YouTube, please. Thank you, sir. Hello, Craig. How are you?
At least that was a first.
Good, how are you?
Really good, sir. What can you do?
I can do a dog bark that actually fools other dogs.
Oh, fools other dogs. Okay. What sort of evidence do you have of that?
Oh, well, I can actually do it for you.
Yes. Okay. Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Okay.
Are these just like men in dog suits that this fools? Are you kidding? Really? That's
No, you do it behind a dog.
Yeah.
And the dog starts looking around like where's the other dog, and it'll actually bark to like the air in general, and then it realises it's me, and they always give you this dark look.
Really?
Like, okay,
you sure you just didn't yell in its ear and it was scared?
Yeah, maybe.
I think that I don't think he would have got maybe he wouldn't have gone through with Danny or Tom or Red, but the dogs around the neighbourhood are going nuts. Yeah, they're loving it.
Yeah. David Beckham too. He's going, oh, is that another David Beckham? It's very convincing.
Thank you. Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What can you do?
I can do a dripping tap.
Let's go.
I can do it slow and I can do it quick.
Quick, please.
Quick.
Oh, it's brilliant and it's illegal.
That's a good one.
It's wrong. It's just mocking our farmers.
You can do that.
Sorry, I can't do that now. Stage 4's in today.
Yeah, that's right.
And you're off the list. Too. Looking good, Frank. Thank you, sir. Hello, Mick. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good, thank you. You've got something baffling for us?
What if Tom Jones sounded like a motorbike?
What would that sound like?
Okay, I'll start it up. Yeah! 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 Here with a dance now!
Oh, how many CCs was that, Mr. Daniel?
Oh, that was at least a 50cc. I think it was a Pee-wee 50. That was good, though. That was obviously different.
Mick, how did you learn you could do that?
I don't know. I just thought about it one day.
You just came up with it during the ad break, didn't you? That's what you did.
All right. Lastly, thankfully, is David. How are you, sir?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Good. What have you got for us?
I can play popcorn on my teeth with my fingernail hitting my teeth.
It's almost too good for us, but okay.
A 1, 2, 3, 4.
You get that?
Oh, no. Perfect. Sorry.
Still your material.
And David, how did you manage to do the traffic sounds in the background while doing that? Very good, sir.
That is the best version of popcorn I've heard since Mr. Methane.
Yeah.
It's a very, not one for the front row, but a spectacular rendition if you get the chance.
Thank you, David.
And
thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everyone.
I think the drip tapping, or the tap dripping guy was good because
he was good.
I reckon like in 10 years' time when water is really at a serious crisis level, I reckon we could all be sitting back in our lounges at night time just listening to him on scene and go,
he will be going
remember the days when a tap used to run.
He'll go from good door times. To door like the good old times. Storyteller reminding us of the past. Right. That'll be fantastic. If we want to, you know, do you want to to write down the names and contact details for any of those people for your show?
I'd love to.
Australia's Got Talent.
Series number two. We'll be back.
Oh, okay. Yes.
There's more to come, though. More talent on offer. Here and get this. Smash Mouth. I'm a believer here and get this. Almost time to go on Triple M. And Grant Denyer, thanks for sitting in.
It's a pleasure.
And is this the first show we've run to time on for weeks, Ed?
We're doing well.
We're on time.
Getting a professional in has obviously helped out. And look, another one is Dicko.
Yes. Here.
Hey, hello.
Wow. You guys, you know, is there a rivalry
these
days?
Yeah, hang on a sec. Dicko, otherwise known as the defector.
Yes.
What's going on there?
I'm my daily fight against publicity addiction. He's sadly going south at a rate of knots.
Into rehab.
The only reason I'm hosting this show is he was unavailable. Yeah. He left.
What is going on with the idol? So there's going to be, what, two Bernard Kings? There's going to be you and Kyle?
There's Vile Sandilands, yes. And of course, with his very narrow frame of reference with music.
Yeah.
And there's me with 20 years behind me at the highest levels in the record industry.
There we go.
You choose, Australia.
Yeah.
You choose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you being voted out? Is it judging now on the judges?
Maybe. No, I'm heading off to Kalgoorlie next week in the Western Desert. I'm going to sit out there for 40 days and 40 nights. Yes, and find myself. No, I'm going out. Nice. We start in our auditions next week on Idol.
That
comes around so quickly, doesn't
that's
it?
Early. And you're going to Kalgoorlie this time?
Yeah, we're going to try and find a big-hearted hooker on Hay Street.
There we go.
Hairy-ass minor. That should do the trick, shouldn't it?
You know what?
All
you
those ones that missed the boat on your show, Grant.
Yeah. You just want an extra viewer in myself with that description of Idol. If it's the Kalgoorlie hairy-ass hookers, I'm in.
No, I said a big-hearted hooker.
Oh, sorry.
And a hairy-ass minor. Although
either
we could morph
yeah,
the
either
two.
Either way.
It really doesn't
don't
matter. It's the only option.
Exactly. You don't know what you're going to find.
Quite a few ladies who will never marry you work down those mines.
Oh,
so you might get a few hairy-ass minor hookers.
Yeah.
And, Dicko, what were you saying off-air about Keith Urban, about his addictions?
It was wonderful. He came on the internet and spilled the beans about everything.
Yes.
And was really frank and open.
No. That's not what you said at all.
Sorry, my nose is growing.
Do you like those posters they've got for Keith Urban? Have you seen the posters?
I haven't seen
up
them.
Everywhere, and it's sort of him reaching
for a lager.
For a lager. Yes. That's what I'm saying.
Just out of shock.
Get a giant Foster's can, paste it over the guitar. If it's in your street, please do that for our amusement.
You wait for the Mardi Gras, you'll have the Keith Urban line dances.
Line dancing, that is one of the many things you're promising on Australia's Got Talent. When does it go out, sir?
Saturday night, 6:30. You will be surprised, Australia.
My sister's on there with her string quartet. Hopefully they'll be copying it from the judges.
Yeah.
Or even just getting through.
And what about Australian Idol? Is that coming back? Of course it is.
Yes, in August. And we're visiting 17 places this year.
August?
I didn't even know there were 17 places in Australia, but we've found them.
August? That's leaving it a bit late, isn't it?
Really?
Shouldn't it be on now?
No. We need a little bit of grace before we come back on the screen.
Does it sound to you like Damien, the guy that won, is singing The Time of My Loaf?
Well, there's a bread shortage, you know.
All right, it's all right.
Okay.
Doing something.
Good. Thanks for joining us, both of you. And I think, well, we must wish a happy 100th birthday to Richard Marsland's uncle Arthur. He'll be at home listening now, hoping for that Hinder song. Yeah. And our key phrase today was, simple as that. Thank you. Get out of here, Mr. Marsland, if you could, because I can't do the Hive song. I just can't do it.
What's happened, Rich?
It's frozen up.
There's a time delay. You have to apply in writing for your NQ on this program. We'll be back tomorrow with Colin Lane, Songs Woodley, and it's all thanks to As Yet Nobody.